The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome in to another edition of Talk of Champions. Zach Berry, Ben Garrett here with you on the opening day. Opening day, day one. The introduction to 2023 spring practice. Lane Kiffin, Ole Miss football, hitting the field today. I saw that Chuck posted no media availability during the week. Saturdays will be when media can get there. So, Ben, I'm sorry. Can't be there today, but good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm bummed because I actually really wanted to see them. Usually spring practices aren't particularly interesting, and we try to make them interesting. This rendition of Ole Miss spring football practices has a lot of interesting things, not the least of which is the quarterback battle. What the quarterback battle is going to look like if Spencer Sanders is healthy. So only getting practice viewing on Saturday sucks, but we do get to talk to players and coaches all during the week when they practice. But still, it's not the same because I had like these grand ideas about going out there with a really nice camera and building like news packages off of it, and then straight up just the sad trumpet or trombone from Price is Right in my head when I saw that email and said, "Hey, yep, just Saturdays."
There is no better time than creating a quarterback controversy narrative than now. And you know that's what's going to happen.
But there is a quarterback controversy. There is.
Maybe for second string. I think Howard's going to be the second string guy.
Because it still remains to
be seen if Spencer Sanders can effectively throw the football after the injury.
That is true. However, it is absurd to say that there isn't a quarterback battle when they just went into the portal, got these two guys, gave them a shit ton of NIL money to come in and compete. They're not just signing them for insurance for Jackson Dart. They're coming in here to compete.
You got to spend money to make money, Ben.
Yeah, well, they had other needs, and their third highest or maybe second highest NIL deal on the team is a quarterback that you're saying isn't in real competition for the number one. Come on, man.
I'm just saying. I would legitimately.
You're incorrectly saying there is a competition between three guys. That's happening.
We'll see. Technically, yes, there is a competition because there is always a competition with Lane Kiffin's quarterbacks. They are always going to be quote unquote battling for first team reps. I don't see it. Again, the injury makes it different.
Yeah, but again, you're also, whether you see it or not, is immaterial. That is what is happening. Like Walker Howard is going to get just as many first team reps as Jackson Dart this spring. And if Walker Howard balls out, who do you think is going to be the starting quarterback game one? If Walker Howard could just set it off,
I could see him being the quarterback over Spencer Sanders.
I could see Spencer Sanders being the quarterback game one. We don't know. Sure. Like that's the unfortunate thing about not being out there and seeing it. And it's by design, but still.
Yeah. I guess if 40 plus turnovers in 4 years is what stands out to me there.
But Zach, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it stands out to you if you don't see it. But
I mean, yeah, I'm not making the decision.
Yeah, the reality is there is a three-man quarterback starting to quarterback battle starting this today between Jackson Dart, Spencer Sanders, and Walker Howard.
This is what's happening here, Ben. Day one, I'm planting the flag that Jackson Dart is going to prove everybody wrong. I didn't see Spencer Sanders out there killing a mountain lion. Did you?
No, I'm with you on that. I think that Jackson Dart's going to end up winning the job.
He sent a message, baby. Out for blood.
I think Jackson Dart's going to win the job. However, to claim that there isn't a three-man quarterback battle is just, you know that. I mean, come on. You know. This is the dominant storyline this spring. And there's a lot of interesting stuff that Ole Miss is going to try to figure out this spring. Defensively is just as fascinating, but the quarterback is the quarterback is the quarterback. It's the greatest position or the most important position, most significant position in football. Of course, that's going to draw most of the eyeballs, but let's not pretend like this team writ large doesn't have significant questions, not the least of which on defense under Pete Golding in his first year, because as good of a defensive coordinator as I think Pete Golding is, there is still the question of, hey, man, at Alabama always has dominant defenses, always has the best players, and there were times when Alabama's defense wasn't the same under you. And it's not like Alabama put up much of a fight to keep Pete Golding. So he's in a prove-it situation himself. I mean, he was the hottest defensive coordinator name in the country 3 years ago when Alabama hired him. And now he's got to show he can do it without the Alabama brand behind him, with a unit, quite frankly, that's in worse shape than I think we even considered towards the end of the year. I mean, they're just not in good shape defensively, because they get the players that really matter for them, guys like Cedric Johnson, they're hurt. And the one that you need,
that's the bigger storyline to me.
Yeah. Well, the biggest storyline is the quarterback. Stop it. You can't minimize.
I think defense, like the question marks, the lingering injuries that are going to keep guys out in spring. Now, they're known commodities, but they're still not out there getting reps. That's important. And, you know, what's the 3-4 going to look like? What are the transfer guys going to look like?
They're not going to run a base 3-4. They're going to run a base 4-2-5 with some 3-4 multiple stuff.
Yeah, I think their roster is better suited for a 3-4 because of the athleticism they got at linebacker now.
But again, Zach, what we think is immaterial. They are running a base 4-2-5 with some 3-4 multiple looks. And quite frankly, with what they have on the roster currently, it makes a lot of sense, you know, because linebacker-wise, that's probably where they're at their thinnest right now, I would say. You can maybe argue that they don't have enough edge rushing capability either. But I think that they'll have enough. And defensively, like for me, the growth, I just want them to be good at something, really good at something, whatever that is. The Cowboys, for example, and I only use the Cowboys because I watch the Cowboys every Sunday. But the Cowboys, they give up big plays. They can give up really big bust plays. But for back-to-back years, they've been among the very best teams in all of football in creating turnovers. It would be great if Ole Miss could find a specialty, be really good at that. It's just when you're bad or when you're not very good at anything, it just makes it a chore to try to win football games. Because I feel like Ole Miss offensively, yes, at the end of the year, that's why they lost. Their offense was just terrible. But defensively, they just fell apart as the schedule got stronger. They started 7-0. They're like number 11 in the country in total defense. And then they completely fall apart once the schedule gets tougher. That is not a coincidence. They just weren't that good. And you lost actually some of the best players off of a defense that wasn't that good to begin with. And it puts a lot of pressure on guys like Monty Montgomery to come in here and be really productive and play a lion's share of the snaps, if not all of the snaps. There's just a lot of weight on individuals defensively that, quite frankly, it's like a house of cards being built up. That one card gets knocked off, the whole thing's coming down. I mean, I don't know what defensively they're even going to be yet. We know what they're going to run, but we don't know who their studs are. I mean, Davison Igbinosun is gone. He'd be one of the ones, first ones I talked about. If like he was still here and you asked the question, hey man, who's the breakout candidate? Who's the next level super stud? Well, Davison, but he's gone. He's at Ohio State now. And Zamir Walton's really good. I love that addition. I loved it better with Davison Igbinosa, but now, like, all the pressure's on one individual guy in Zamari Walton, right? He has to step in and be good immediately opposite DeAndre Prince. So there's just not a lot of room for error with this defense. And then offensively, the biggest question you have is at the sport's most important position. So it's a fascinating spring. And typically springs aren't interesting, if we're being quite frank. We try to make them interesting. Thank God Ole Miss hired Chris Beard this year in basketball, because this is the slow time. And Ole Miss baseball got his ass kicked at Vanderbilt this weekend. I mean, that was awful. Awful. And Vanderbilt entered the weekend as one of the very best hitting or one of the very worst hitting teams in the SEC and blitzed Ole Miss. So spring football, it's good that it's returning now, because basketball, now they're just kind of settling and seeing what Chris Beard is going to do. Baseball, oh God. Maybe they'll be 7-14 again and go win another title. I don't care how they get there. Right now I'm not panicking, because it's friggin' March. All right, they were 7-14 in May last year, won a title. But football, that's where typically we try to create things, create urgency with it, because we're trying to get people to pay attention. We don't have to create that urgency this year. It's there. And it's not just the quarterbacks either, which is without a doubt the number one storyline. But defensively, you're right. There's just so much they got to figure out. And that's why it makes it even that much more important. They can't waste opportunities in the spring, in the offseason, whatever. They got to figure it out, because this is almost wholesale changes. And it feels like every single year has been wholesale changes under Kiffin. But this year, you can say it with a straight face and mean it. You know what I mean?
I would argue that they have always been interesting the last couple of years, because you've had the transfer quarterback storyline. You had a new coach storyline. I mean, we've had the transfer quarterback thing for the last, you know, probably 4 or 5 years, it seems like. And the transfer portal makes things interesting. I do think linebacker is still a question mark, but it does give me a little bit of solace. And I think Ole Miss fans should at least have some quiet confidence when it comes to that position, because the guys they did add are guys that are proven commodities that have played a ton of snaps. They're not, you know, a 4 or 5 star guy that signed at Alabama and just played special teams. I mean, these are guys that started somewhere else, played a lot of football. I mean, look at the past linebackers they've got in the portal. Troy Brown, Chance Campbell. Mark Robinson was a unicorn, because he was a running back and he switched positions and balled out. But Chance Campbell, and then now you've got last year was Troy Brown, then now you got Jeremiah Jean-Baptiste and Monty Montgomery. And then they got Kari Coleman a year ago as well, and he's back. They are guys that have played a lot. So I think the emphasis has to be on health, keeping guys healthy. And, you know, hey, just see what happens. You brought these guys in because you think they're capable of playing. So, you know, you get a defensive coordinator that Nick Saban put his rubber stamp of approval on. I think that that's certainly something that shouldn't go unnoticed and shouldn't be just swept under the rug. And, you know, well, you know, Saban let him leave. Well, you know, sometimes two things can be true. And I do think that that is something that is going to drastically change the defense. Now, will it drastically change it for the better? Will it drastically change it for, you know, average? Or will it drastically change it to be mediocre? We'll see. But I do think they added some interesting pieces on defense. You mentioned Zamari Walton. They've got John Saunders at corner as well.
John Saunders got moved to safety. And if you look at safety,
play a little bit of both, but I guess primarily a safety now.
Well, it's interesting because you look at the safeties, the three starting safeties, I would say, going into spring, are Trey Washington, Isheem Young, and Ladarius Tennyson. And then behind them, you'd be hard-pressed to name who their backups are. John Saunders is one of them. But then Elijah Sabatini, that's a name you hadn't heard in a while. A.J. Brown, apparently there's an A.J. Brown that plays safety for Ole Miss right now. I didn't know that. And then Taylor Groves.
He was Ahmad Brown, but he's going by A.J. now.
Yeah, but I love Taylor Groves. I think he's going to be a good player in time. But this safety depth isn't there like it's been. I mean, one thing you felt like you could say every single recruiting cycle was, oh, man, they're good at safety. They got the numbers at safety. They don't have the numbers now. They don't have the numbers in the secondary that they used to. And then, interestingly, Chuck put out a depth chart on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, and affiliate of On3, and Xavier Harris was listed above Joshua Harris, who was a transfer in from NC State, defensive tackle. And let me be honest here. If Xavier Harris can be a stud, I mean, this is a former four-star. He's massive. He's 6'7", 300-whatever pounds. He's huge, huge human being. If he can establish himself as a defensive tackle for this defense, that, to me, is not talked about enough. I feel like he's something Ole Miss has simply not had. I love J.J. Pegues, and he's a disruptor in the interior. He's a freak athlete, great player. Xavier Harris is just an absolute monster and mauler and space absorber. He just dominates attention. But he's been stiff, played a little high. You know, he has to get used to playing to his body, 6'7", 300, whatever pounds. If Xavier Harris could establish himself this spring, that would be huge, because from a run-stopping standpoint, they're not conceding pre-snap running lanes because they're running some ridiculous three-whatever. What were they running? 3-3 something or other? They're not doing that anymore.
And that would be a 3-3-5. I think it's going to be...
Yeah, 3-3-5. I'm bad at math. I was told there would be no math.
Sorry.
That's okay.
I think
Xavier Harris is a player to watch this spring.
I'm cautiously optimistic with the defense because of the change at defensive coordinator. I think that's big. I think you're going to see not only a change in scheme a little bit, but a change in culture, a change in how they go about their business. I think the preparation is going to be entirely different. I think you're going to, I mean, Kiffin has been all in on the Nick Saban, you know, copy pasta, but you're going to really see it with Pete Golding, who essentially, you know, really cut his teeth and earned his stripes under Nick Saban. And you're going to see that translate over to this defense. Now, again, not playing with the players that Alabama has. And, you know, unless you've been in a coma for the last decade, it's going to be very different. The talent level is going to be different. But I think that it's not a remarkably terrible defense. They did more than enough last year down the stretch for Ole Miss to win games. The offense couldn't get it done. I mean, that gets lost in the shuffle a lot. The defense played great against Alabama. The offense just couldn't get it in the end zone. The defense was outstanding against Mississippi State in the Egg Bowl. The offense couldn't get it into the end zone. So I know they gave up a lot of yards and they had some rough patches, but it's not just completely abysmal 2010 type stuff. Like they're fine.
No,
they're
more capable. It's more frustratingly mediocre. They're okay at everything, but not good, really good at anything. And that's the most frustrating thing. It's just, you would like to see Ole Miss be really good at something because it's been so long. And if that's just something as basic as they're sure as shit tacklers, then cool. Let that be it. But lately, it's offensively was the reason why they spiraled at the end of the year. And let's be frank here. The season was over. Once Ole Miss lost to LSU and Alabama, they were done. They were checked out. Whatever. I'm not making excuses. That's just my read of how they played. I was like, oh, man, these guys, they don't care anymore. They're out. They're done with it. Well, no excuses anymore. Because Pete Golding is here, and obviously Lane Kiffin had a problem with the way that defense played. You could easily turn the finger around and point it at Lane Kiffin and say, hey, man, your offense wasn't any good either. But offensively, they made their biggest portal splashes there with that group. The wide receivers, the quarterbacks, two offensive linemen, a tight end that right now I would say is the listed starter in Caden Priestcorn over Michael Trigg. There are a lot of interesting questions to be answered this spring. And I don't want to minimize any of them, because while I'm very confident that this team is going to be competitive, and I could see the path, even though the schedule is really tough with trips to Alabama and Georgia, I could see the path to real relevancy and competing for the SEC West again, at least being in the conversation. It starts right now, because I feel a lot of what they are is a little bit scattershot, that these next 15 days, when they're typically reserved for, oh, we got to get through it because it's spring and we're just trying to keep football in the conversation amongst fans who just are starved for it. I actually think they need to get work done this spring. And that's why it's a bummer that they're not, we can't go see it, but who cares? Who cares if we can't go see it? Just get the work in. We'll talk to the players and coaches when we can, and we'll go see the practices when we can. And I think this has the makings of a really competitive team. I just really wish that they weren't going to Alabama and Georgia next year.
We kind of, you got to it, and I'm glad, because there are some interesting question marks on offense that I think can really make or break this team. Because you know what you're going to get with Quinshon Judkins. They have four of the five starters back on the offensive line. You've got a returning guy at quarterback who really got comfortable as the year went on and settled in and made some big plays down the stretch. And like you said, you add a proven tight end in Caden Priestcorn, and then you add a proven wide receiver in Trey Harris from Louisiana Tech. And you get a high-ceiling former five-star in Chris Marshall. I'm excited to see what the offense is going to look like with those guys, because we've written about it over and over. I think it's huge that they now have a more than competent tight end that can come in and be an actual threat over the middle and can really loosen things up for the run game and can, you know, it's going to help everyone if Caden Priestcorn can be, you know, half or a little bit more than half as good as he was at Memphis, because it's just going to make everyone else better. It's going to take a lot of stress off of Judkins. It's going to take a lot of stress off of the receivers who are having to, you know, get their footing, get in the playbook, learn everything. And I mean, it's not necessarily plug and play, but it's going to, I think that's a storyline that gets lost under the quarterback bubble, because I do think that Priestcorn is a guy that can really come in and hey, if he has a Kenny Yeboah type resurgence, I mean, that's the difference in probably two or three wins, in my opinion.
No, I agree with that. And I think it's sometimes we've characterized it wrong in regards to Ole Miss bringing in Caden Priestcorn. It's like, oh, well, Michael Trigg's on notice. I put that as my headline. Michael Trigg, you're on notice. Well, he is, but it's more than that. I mean, a rising tide lifts all boats. And if Caden Priestcorn is a plug and play, which I think he is, Michael Trigg can maybe be more into a specialty role where they can protect him from injury and also kind of unlock him and what he's really good at, which is being a big wide receiver. He's not great with his hand in the dirt. If he can be more of a specialty player and you can just unlock his ridiculous potential, which is still just ridiculous, a rising tide raises all boats. And Caden Priestcorn will make Michael Trigg better. The wide receivers are better. Quinshon, if he even can, because Quinshon is just Quinshon.
Yeah.
On and on, the quarterbacks. Ole Miss didn't have the middle of the field to play with last year at all, because Trigg wasn't there and they didn't have real field stretchers in the slot or anything like that. That's why I'm fascinated to see Trey Harris. I think right now he's listed as a starter at wide receiver. I'm fascinated to see him, Chris Marshall, Jordan Watkins, how those guys establish themselves and which one of them can become the true field stretcher that Ole Miss just simply did not have last year. But it starts with Caden Priestcorn, because the middle of the field, that's yours, buddy. You're signed not to just come in here and push Trigg. You were signed to start over him. And maybe Michael Trigg then. I think you're going to see Caden Priestcorn and Michael Trigg on the field together a lot. Because I honestly think
I was going to say.
Yeah, I think I was reading something recently. Like, I think the Falcons are considering moving Kyle Pitts because they just signed a tight end or traded for a tight end, Jonnu Smith from the Patriots. They're considering moving Kyle Pitts to wide receiver. And that sounds insane, but in modern football, it is not. And Michael Trigg, he's not going to be a true, quote, wide receiver, but big wide receivers are effectively what modern tight ends have become anyway. And I think that Caden Priestcorn, it just gives you another option. They just didn't have the middle of the field. So Michael Trigg could be that. Caden Priestcorn could be that. The options you have at wide receiver could be that. There are a lot of holes that just kind of arose and never got fixed over the course of last year. And I feel like Ole Miss is just better positioned because of what they did in the portal. to address those. But we just have to see how it works. We have to see how it all meshes together, and it starts today. You know, today's the first day. It's just I would like to see Caden Priest-Corn. I would like to see what he looks like, you know?
Yeah.
I would like to shake his hand and say, hey, man, nice to meet you, and ask some questions, but whatever. I want him to be good at football first and foremost, because if he's good at football, Ole Miss wins, and everything. If Ole Miss wins, we all win. And that's all that I really care about. So, yeah, that's a good point. Caden Priest-Corn is without a doubt one of the far and away most interesting players this spring, too, because of what he means not just for himself and for the Ole Miss offense, but for everybody else around him.
Yeah, I think that that's big, is if they can play both Priest-Corn and Trigg on the field at the same time. I mean, I think that that's going to really unlock the, you know, that's the, you know, the offensive achievement unlocked, you know, reward bonus that you get, because those two on the field at the same time, they're two different types of tight ends. And you have Quinshon Judkins on the field, and you have a running threat in Jackson Dart, and then you have a couple of receivers out there that can stretch the field. It's going to really put defenses in a bind. And I think that's why they did it. I don't think they've lost faith in Michael Trigg. I think, you know, he had the injury, and then they're trying to, you know, get his mental game set because he's still a young player.
Yeah, I disagree. I think they're absolutely down on him. And he
to a certain extent, because he just didn't perform. And there were some.
Well, what's the play? What is a football player's greatest strength? Availability. And it's not just injury. And Michael Trigg dealt with injury, but it's also, hey, man, you got to get your mind right. And his mind hasn't been right. And maybe now he's gotten the call. He's figured it out. He's gotten the directive. He's received clarity of purpose after his injury last year, and then coming or getting benched because of off the field stuff. It's just time for Michael Trigg to take this seriously, because everything is in front of him. I mean, he's got all the next level potential in the world. At some point, it's just about the player. And we all like to give players the absolute benefit of the doubt all the time. And I'm one of those. But this is on Michael Trigg, because he was signed last year to step in and be an absolute stud. And he wasn't, except for one game, those three touchdowns against Zach Bear University. I mean, he has to be good now. And it's still the same directive as it was before Caden Priest-Corn. This was more of a personnel schematic change of course, because they looked at their options in the portal, look at what they got. Well, Michael Trigg has a role to play here, a very important role to play, if he can just get his mind right. It's on him. I think they're absolutely down on him. This is like, if we were ranking the top five players who need to have good springs, Michael Trigg would be number one for me. Wouldn't be close. Because we can talk about the quarterbacks and stuff, but that quarterback isn't going to get settled this spring. Quinshon's not going to tote the rock, but once or twice this spring, if that. The offensive line's going to be running with the second team. Jeremy James is out. Micah Pettis is out. The defense is probably going to be where you're going to see the most starters playing regularly. But if you're ranking players that need to have good springs, oh, Michael Trigg's right there. He's number one.
Hi, this is Kevin Kessinger, former Ole Miss baseball player, son of Ole Miss Hall of Famer Don Kessinger, and dad to Ole Miss All-American shortstop Gray Kessinger, and your local community banker with BNA Bank. BNA Bank has invested 125 years in our communities, and we know the needs of North Mississippi businesses better than anyone. As a commercial lender with BNA Bank, my priority is Oxford, and I'd love to help you and your business with any lending needs.
Visit www.bnabank.com to learn more. BNA Bank, local, invested, modern banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ole Miss fans, the 2023 Ole Miss football season will be here before you know it. And season ticket renewals, it's time. They're due March 31st. Renew now by logging on to your account at OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. Or by calling the Ole Miss ticket office at 662-915-7159. And excitement is building around Ole Miss basketball. And the Ole Miss ticket office is currently accepting new season ticket orders for men's and women's basketball. Current season ticket holders can renew starting July 1st. So go to OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. Or call 662-915-7159.
The car buying process can be a lot. I know. I've been there. You just want to get in and out with a new car and the best deal. Simple. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford keeps it simple. They're going to take care of you, get you in and out with your new vehicle with a great deal. Their inventory right now is priced to sell, and what separates Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from any and all competitors is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Contact them today at 662-234-8000. That's 662-234-8000. Stop by and see them in person at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford to find your next perfect car, truck, or Jeep. Alan Samuels, let's be friends.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
There isn't much better than spring turning to summer in Oxford, Mississippi. Double-decker, the Grove Bowl, concerts at the Lyric in Vaught Hemingway Stadium, beer showers in right field at Swayze. And don't worry, Tecovas is here to make sure your fit is right as you're stepping out on the square during this festival-style season. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today. Shop new styles with a complimentary drink on the house. Many Tecovas stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. There's just no in-store experience quite like it. And if you can't make it to a store, that's okay. Check out Tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. Tecovas offers free shipping on all boots, free returns and exchanges too. And they ship right to your door. Head over to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Everything is going to be in these interviews when you talk with these players, because you know Lane Kiffin's not going to say much. He's going to keep everything close to the vest, and he is not going to give anything away. So you're going to learn a lot in these interviews with these players and asking them how things are going. How's the team meshing? You know, what's the culture like in the locker room? Because, again, it was a heavy portal offseason, a lot of new faces. And to the credit of the staff, they've done a nice job handling that, because that was always the question, you know, how is the locker room going to be with all these new guys? So I think that it's going to be an interesting first couple weeks, because there are going to be a lot of new faces. They're trying to carve out roles, you know, fight for spots, all of that cliche good stuff. But yeah, it's I'm excited. I think they're are some interesting storylines that we're going to see get fleshed out here in the next couple weeks. You're going to see, you know, there's not going to be depth chart answers for everything this spring, but you're going to see, some guys step up. You're going to see some guys step back, and they're going to challenge people. They're going to challenge these guys, especially the portal guys to come in. Like, hey, like Michael Trigg last year, we didn't sign you to come over here and hang out. Like, this is, we think that you could come in and compete right away. So let's compete right away. So that's what I am most looking forward to, is who is going to step up and who is going to make life difficult for some of these other guys that have been at Ole Miss and may have a spot. And then, you know, is somebody going to come, you know, take it? That's my big thing that I'm looking for.
The thing about spring too, and what I always love about spring, is this is when recruiting visits heat up. I mean, when you go out to practice, and we only get to go out on Saturdays, but when you go out to practice and you look around the field to see who's there, and it's not just, oh, okay, this NFL franchise and this NFL franchise. No, it's also, hey man, oh, that guy's visiting today. Recruits. Because that's really something that the spring has become most valuable for, is getting these kids on campus. Because with the advent of the first of two signing periods, the calendar has moved up, including visits for kids that would otherwise wait and hold off until the fall. They don't wait and hold off anymore. They're all visiting now. And Ole Miss is going to have a lot of kids coming in, a lot of kids starting today, coming in that they're trying to get right now. So football is like, we always say it, but it's more tongue-in-cheek. Football is back, spring football. No, in the year of our Lord 2023, mm-hmm. football is back. And it's not just what they're doing on the practice fields and a quarterback battle and defense and Caden Priest-Corn and the offensive line and all. No. It's also some of their most significant or consequential recruiting work is going to get done over the next 15 practices, which will last for 2 months or a month, a little over a month.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. Like, they're starting to have visits in today of guys that they really, really want. Football is really back. And that's why we spent, you know, all this time talking about this to start the podcast rather than basketball or baseball or whatever it might be, because this spring is different and that needs to be impressed upon Ole Miss fans. This is a spring where you need to be paying attention, because we're going to learn. If you want to know what's going on with your football program, really what's going on, unlike most springs, which is just a bunch of bluster, this spring actually has some real consequences and or some real significant stuff that we all are going to be paying attention to and writing about and talking about.
Yep. Two four stars in town today as we record this on Tuesday. Charleston Collins, the defensive lineman, from Arkansas, and then four-star Courtney Crutchfield, wide receiver from Arkansas as well. They are in town. Yesterday, 2025 four-star Darnell Williams was in town. And then this weekend, three big ones, Ole Miss commit Damon Williams Jr., quarterback at Arizona. He will be in town on Friday. Caleb Odom, tight end from Carrollton, Georgia, big-time target, probably top five on their board. He will be in town. And then 2025 quarterback out of Georgia, Antoine Hill, who I think is their number one quarterback target for next year's cycle. He will be in town. So big week of spring practice, big week of recruiting. Guys are in town. There'll probably be some other names that'll pop up. I'll get those to you. I will be on location this weekend for the OT7 event in Austin, Texas. Mesh Academy.
Oh, dang, I thought you were coming into Oxford this weekend for the first of scrimmage. No? No? Okay.
No. I will be in Austin.
When am I going to get you back here in Oxford? When are you going to show back up here in Oxford, man?
It's looking like it'll be May for the Elite 11 Regional.
Okay.
That'll be the next
time. Wait,
they're
having an Elite 11 Regional in Oxford?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out why. I guess they try to bounce around to a lot of places, but also I think geographically there's a reason for Oxford. I'm not sure what it is. Cause like last year I went to Baton Rouge cause they put it there for Arch Manning and then he didn't even throw. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it's just kind of centrally located in the Southeast for Mississippi, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee guys. I'm not sure.
I might go to that with you.
Yeah. Be fun.
We might go to that together. I haven't been to a recruiting camp in a minute. We need to go to that. That'd be fun.
Go to Elite 11, see some guys throw it around the yard, a couple beers, a couple laughs. You know, be a good time. But yeah, that's
maybe we'll do like a live Twitch stream or something from the Elite 11 field. I don't know. We'd get tens of people tuned into this.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, we'll do some content. Yeah, that'd be great. Because sure. I won't be there. Won't be there for spring game.
Oh.
I'll be cheering on my wife at a half marathon.
There you go.
Which, I mean, when your wife asks, hey, would you be okay with me running a half marathon in Boulder, Colorado? You say, yes, of course.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, it's looking like May. I'm trying to remember what standby efforting. It is May 7th.
And Elite 11 is just quarterbacks, for those who don't know.
Yes. 25th year of the Elite 11. So,
big two. Oh, my five. Gosh. Really?
Yeah. How about that?
Good grief.
Pretty crazy. And they're pretty...
I'm trying to think about how old I am and how long I've been covering recruiting, how many Elite 11s. Man.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get a roster. They're kind of... you know, Knights Templar, Freemasons, secretive with the rosters. They don't release it. The guys that get invites, they kind of let them organically announce that they're going. I've asked and they're like, yeah, we're gonna let them kind of announce it. So we don't know who will be there yet, but I assure you, once they get those invites, they will let everyone know that they are going to the Elite 11. But yeah, I imagine Emil Piccarella, the 25 quarterback from Mississippi, will be there. He was at the Baton Rouge Regional that I was at last year. I'm not sure if it all depends on if they're invited. Like I figure possibly if Damon Williams gets an invite that he might come to the Oxford Regional just to turn into a visit, because it doesn't look like the closest one to him would be LA. So if he does get an invite, I would think that he would probably just turn that into another visit. But yeah, so once that roster comes out, we'll get it to you. And yeah, me and Ben will get to hang out in person
for the first time ever. Yeah.
I was about to do it. The Goofy movie.
Were you about to sing some Powerline? Is that what you're Powerline. About to do?
Yeah. For the first time. That's a song.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm picking up what you're putting down over here.
The real ones know about Powerline.
Duh. I've always said at Disney World, my family loves going to Disney World. Rock and Roller Coaster makes no sense. It's themed after Aerosmith. Why are you not themed after Powerline? You're freaking Disney World. And that is like Powerline produced the greatest jams in Disney history. And that's Tevin Campbell, man. Tevin Campbell ruled the 90s.
These are the questions that we need answers to.
Yeah. I need
also
to know,
Disney, I need to also know when Disney is going to do a Bluey theme park or a Bluey, you know, section.
We're about
of a
10
park.
Years, 20 years. Yeah, we're a ways away from that, I think. But I need to know, and it's a clunky transition, but I don't care. But I'm genuinely asking who all Chris Beard is talking to in the portal.
Yeah, let's close up the pod here with this. Just kind of run through it. First guy they reached out to was Wofford power forward B.J. Mack. They've got Texas Tech power forward Robert Jennings. They got a guard from Butler, Jaden Taylor. Small forward Miles Stutt from Vandy. One of the more...
Miles Stutt is such a good name. Great name.
Stutt. Stute? I don't know if it's Stute. I'm assuming Stutt, but I'm not sure.
Stutt doesn't sound as clunky as Stute, so it's probably Stute. But still, we're calling him Stutt.
One of the more intriguing guys I've reached out to, Texas Rio Grande Valley point guard Adante Holloman. He was a scoring machine in high school.
Bucket getter.
Set a bunch of records in Oklahoma. And then Kawasi Reeves from Florida. He was a former top 50 prospect. Didn't really pan out at Florida, but talented nonetheless. Another interesting one, UMass point guard Noah Fernandez, big facilitator out of a former SEC head coach. Frank Martin is now the head coach up at UMass.
I did not know that. I think I did know that. I love Frank Martin. That's the Andy Kennedy, Bob Huggins group right
who
there.
Who doesn't love
Frank Martin? AK.
I want to know who doesn't like Frank Martin, and then I want to meet them and change their mind. because he's great.
Well, when you Frank, well, it's like I'll never forget this. I've been working covering Ole Miss since 2008, and I've been around David Johnson pretty much since then, right? But we didn't really have any kind of relationship until we started working together. We don't work together anymore. He's at 247. I'm on 3, obviously, but we became really good friends. And it was funny because, like, he told me one time, he's like, man, I don't know. When I was around you for a long time, I thought you were an asshole, but you're not an asshole, man. I was like, oh, thanks. I feel like Frank Warren's kind of like that, you know? When you first meet him, like, God, he's a dick. Same thing with Andy Kennedy. But no, not really. They're nice guys. They're really, like, salt of the earth, solid people. But you know exactly who they are when you meet them. And for some, they don't like that. I don't blame them. I'm like that, yeah. And I don't like that I'm like that, you know? So I know that there are probably some out there. But Frank Martin is awesome. He's great.
Yeah, I'm a big, big Frank fan. And I think a lot of people are. Like, yeah. He's
– Frank's awesome.
He's universally loved for the most part.
Didn't used to be. Neither did Bob Huggins, you know. Neither did AK.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting again.
No. It's good. The last guy that they've reached out to at this point, Talon Cooper, Minnesota, former Morehead State guy, went to Minnesota. Great vision facilitator, more of a distributor than a scorer. So yeah, they've put out a pretty big pool of put out some feelers kind of all over the place. So I'm intrigued to see what else the next couple weeks look like. I think the more teams lose in the NCAA tournament, the more names you're going to see, because one particular team that Chris Beard coached is still alive. And I do think if and when their tournament run ends, could be some attrition on that roster.
Ooh.
Not a guarantee, but I've heard at least one, maybe two names. So we'll see. And another thing to consider.
I'm racking my brain now. That's what I was like, I'm thinking as you're talking here. Who could you be talking about? I don't know.
Another thing to consider, Mark Adams is no longer the coach at Texas Tech. He was a longtime Chris Beard assistant. He was
AK
let go.
AK is a candidate at Texas Tech, by the way.
Yeah, what a world. Mark Adams no longer being there. Haven't heard any names yet outside of Robert Jennings, who they reached out to almost immediately when he was hired. There could be some guys from Texas Tech that are still on that roster that Chris Beard recruited that could possibly come into the fold at some point. So they hired Al Pinkins, and I anticipate Brian Berg being added to the staff. Yeah. Gotta love having Big Al back. He excited to see what he does at the front court because he's a wizard. I think Brian Berg is probably close to being finalized. And then we'll see who else they bring on. I've heard some other names. And again, I do think you're going to more and more names will fall into that pool of names once this tournament continues to roll on. Sweet 16's later this week. So I think look, Chris Beard's a hot name. Players know what he's capable of. I don't imagine that his phone's going to be too quiet. There's going to be some guys that'll possibly be reaching out, like, "Hey, what's up? You got some room for me over there?" So,
as of today, over 600 players have entered the portal. This time last year, it was just under 600, and that number is going to keep growing.
Oh yeah,
and I think that Ole Miss. I think you're going to see some of the current guys return. I think Amari Abrams, the one that of the ones that they would want to retain, I think he's tops amongst the ones most likely to go somewhere else. But Jamin, I think Chris Beard wants. Matthew Morrell wants. I mean, he wants him. I don't know enough about the Deshaun situation, but he was at Chris Beard's introductory press conference, so take that for what it's worth, which isn't much. And I haven't heard anything on James White, but I would venture to say that at least four
of the current roster will be back next year. Don't make me guess the four outside of Jamin Brakefield and Matthew Morrell, but four, and then
TJ, I mean, it's a 13-man roster.
You think so?
Are you not counting him because he said he was coming back?
Well, I mean, I can say I'm going to date Kathy Ireland.
I imagine he probably had some conversations.
Yes, I think so, too. And I think TJ Caldwell was a really good player and could be really good under Chris Beard. I just don't know the situation. You know what I mean? I don't want to speak to something I just don't know. That is no knock on TJ. That is no knock on either. I don't know. I only know about Jamin Brakefield and Matthew Morrell and Amari Abram for sure, if they could get him back. The others, we're still getting to know Chris Beard. He's still getting to know us. I mean, has he had any filled out his coaching staff? That's really fascinating. It's a really interesting spring. And it's unfortunate that Ole Miss baseball is just not playing well right now. They need Hunter Elliott back in mid-April. But they're the defending national champions. They did the thing last year. For me, I'm not going to get all worked up if Ole Miss isn't very good this year. I thought they would
fine.
Be.
It'll be fine.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
Last week was a weird opening weekend. Missouri swept Tennessee. It was weird.
The problem with baseball, and I used to do this with the Braves until they won it all. The problem with baseball is we're all football crazy, and there's only 11 of those in the regular season. And so you're hanging on every outcome. It's like
the football mentality. You can't do that.
Yeah. And it's so hard, but it's so hard because you're wired to root for sports in that way. Right. Yeah. And like, you can't do that in baseball because it is a marathon. It is not a sprint. They play over 60 games in college baseball.
They'll be okay. They lost their best pitcher.
Their pitching is bad, though. It is. And the offense, that's what's crazy. This offense, I thought, was going to be so, like, always be there. And if you look at the roster for next year, just the offense, they're only guaranteed to return one guy in their starting nine right now, Ethan Leger. And they're not even really guaranteed because he's draft eligible. He could take off and he could get drafted, too. So it's concerning. I think the makings of the next great Ole Miss baseball team are already there. Will Furness, I think, is going to be a monster. I love Judd Uttermark. There are a lot of guys.
What's the other young guy with the goofy name?
I just said Judd Uttermark. There are a lot of goofy name guys.
Uttermark, yeah. All due respect.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I said him and Will Furness.
Those two guys are not built like regular freshmen.
No. I won't be surprised if things keep going like this, which they won't, I don't think, but I also said that I feel like this team is a slam dunk for Omaha. So I'm just going to be done making predictions because they only get you in trouble. There's no upside to making predictions. However, I'm going to make a prediction. I bet you both of those dudes, if it keeps going like this, are lineup mainstays by May if it keeps going like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because, I mean, what does it hurt you?
Look, if you can hit, you're going to get in the lineup. Mike Bianco's not going to care how old you are. Because if other guys aren't hitting, they're not going to play.
Like, Will Platner is going to be a good player, but he's injured right now. But Will Platner is going to be good. I want to see
John. The pitching is going to eventually be fine. They're just all young. And they're, you know, you're throwing these guys in there to get Enrique Bradfield out. You know, I mean, come on. Vandy's not national champion Vandy like they have been in the past, but they're still Vanderbilt. Like, they still recruit the best of the best. Like, they just trot guys out there that sound like they played lacrosse their whole life in New Hampshire and throw 97. Like, that's what they do. And look,
Nathan Fink is another one. Nathan Fink, I want to get him. And Mason Morris. They love Mason Morris from Tupelo. He's an infielder, right-handed. Like, these are all guys that are going to be starting for you next year. Here's one name for you. If you're Mike Bianco, what do you have to lose? Let him get some run. My man.
Taiwan Malone.
Just let him ride. Who cares? You got your ass swept at Vandy.
There's got to be – Taiwan should have got some kind of NIL. Like, I get at least one at bat a weekend.
I mean,
and just let me swing as hard as I can.
If you're going to lose – to Jacksonville State, at least lose with the most fun guy on the roster.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
They're going to be fine. It's going to be all right. We'll
we're gonna be fine. But again, I got football brain with everything.
Yeah, well, people got to get over that. And look, they won it all last year.
They won a national championship last year. Yeah, like, you can hear me smiling over the spot. They won a national championship. I never thought I'd see Ole Miss win a national championship in anything.
We need to end this pod before we talk ourselves into getting mad.
But all I'm saying, before you end it, Mike, it's your friend Ben. Play Tywan Malone!
Do you think...
have nothing to lose. Even if it is to you a gimmick, Mike. I don't think it is. I think my guy's got juice.
Hey. Anytime your exit velo is as good as Kemp Alderman, you're doing something right.
I'm saying. Kemp had to hit his way into the lineup. I mean, he had to force his way in. And he really didn't become a lineup regular or real consideration until he walked off LSU. And then everybody was like, dang, this guy hits moon tower shots. That's Tywan Malone. Maybe Tywan Malone, there's a good catchy thing for you, is Tywan Malone this year's Kemp Alderman. Sparking him.
That's a high bar.
That hot take. With Kemp Alderman on the roster, it makes no sense at all.
All right. We got to get out of here. Going to do it. I'm talking champions. Again, stay locked in. OhmSpirit.com, part of On3.com. Recruiting coverage all week. We got basketball recruiting coverage. We have spring practice coverage. I will be on location.
And we've got women's basketball coverage.
Oh, my God. It's a couple. Coach O, I apologize. Okay. I'm still recovering from that night because, man, what a game. And, I mean, nobody deserves it more than the Ole Miss women's hoops team. They, went into
It's awesome.
Palo Alto and ripped it from them. I mean, just ripped their hearts out. So, and then they get Louisville now. It's going to be a doozy because Louisville beat the brakes off Texas last night.
So this is all you want as an Ole Miss fan. This is what you've always wanted. And for the first time really ever in the modern era, you're seeing each one of your programs except basketball right now. But it wasn't that long ago that they were back in the NCAA tournament. Still, Chris Beard is the head coach now, so I can say this with a straight face and not be laughed at. You just want your programs to have a realistic, like, a path that everyone can go, oh, yeah, they could do that, to a national championship every year. It sounds so far-fetched. But Ole Miss women's basketball, which was in the absolute gutter, is one of 16 teams left in college basketball competing for a title. Ole Miss baseball won one. Chris Beard, I mean, the NCAA tournament is not the expectation with Chris Beard. That is not what it is. And then Lane Kiffin, he's already shown that he will put you in the conversation every single year. He'll frustrate the hell out of you. But they've been in the conversation, or at least you've gone, oh, I could see the path. You can never see the path. It looked like Mount Everest. Not anymore. And that's all you want. That's all you can ask for right now as an Ole Miss fan. So this is a golden time. I saw somebody say recently, I think it was on the message board at the Ole Miss Spirit, OhmSpirit.com, Physical 3. Somebody said, rough time to be a Rebel right now. And I wanted to be like, actually, this is a great time. They're interesting year-round. This isn't, like, seasonal anymore. Every program now, I mean, Chris Beard, a top eight coach in his profession, is your head coach of basketball. So even basketball, I mean, they were going through the portal this time last year, and I was writing stories about Theo Akuba and Josh Mbala and Miles Burns. The interest wasn't there. This is different. Same thing with women's basketball. They made the NCAA tournament, but they were bounced in the first round. This team was one of 16 left. This is what you wanted across the board.
Yeah.
Now, there are some sports that aren't doing great. Cough, softball, men's basketball. But I want to see – you want to see the Ole Miss brand, the Ole Miss name on the biggest stages every single season. So it's a wildly successful time, even when – Ole Miss is coming off an abysmal basketball season, but that's because you hired Chris Beard.
Yeah, here's what it was, Ben. I subconsciously did not mention women's hoops because I'm just ready to cover an Elite Eight.
You're also beating yourself up way too much about this. We've been talking about this a lot on the Ole Miss Spirit, including you. All I want on this March 21st, 2023 is Mike Bianco to let Tywan Malone cook.
We'll be back. We'll be back later this week. I don't leave till Thursday, so we'll record another podcast. Thanks to you, the listener, for tuning in. Shout out to the sponsors that make it possible. And of course, thank you to Mr. Ben Garrett for joining. And until next time, we out of here.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.